USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Democrats have delivered an article of impeachment to the Senate, beginning the process of a trial for former President Trump on a charge of incitement of insurrection. Senators will be sworn in as jurors Tuesday, with the trial beginning the week of February 8th, something Senator Tom Cotton maintains is unconstitutional. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the Senate has many other priorities to deal with.
I don't think this trial, though, is within the Senate's constitutional authority. The impeachment power is designed to convict and remove office holders from office. The Constitution explicitly says it applies to the president, the vice president, and civil officers. Now, Donald Trump is none of those. He is a private citizen, and I think most Americans are going to think by the middle of February it's very strange that the Senate is spending its time trying to convict and remove from office a man who left office almost a month ago. There are many other pressing priorities on which we could be focused.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button, watch a masterclass, and then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
President Joe Biden has issued an executive order aimed at boosting American manufacturing. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The president signed an executive order Monday to revitalize America's manufacturing industry.
Under the previous administration, the federal government contract awarded directly to foreign companies went up 30%. That is going to change on our watch.
The executive order directs the federal government to increase its purchases of American-made goods and remove loopholes.
Today, I'm taking the first steps in my larger Build Back Better recovery plan that invests in American workers, unions, and businesses up and down the supply chain.
About 540,000 factory jobs have been lost since last February. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California will lift its regional stay-at-home order. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
California said Monday it is lifting a regional order that called on residents to stay at home except for essential activities, as the state cited positive signs about the spread of COVID-19. According to a release by the California Department of Public Health, nearly all of the regions that were previously under a stay-at-home order will return to the state's tier system for coronavirus. Hair salons, tattoo parlors, nail salons, and other similar places may also open with modifications in the purple tier, the most severe indicator. State Health and Human Services Secretary Mark Galli said the December holidays did not overwhelm the healthcare system to the degree they had feared.
And a change could be coming to the $20 bill. Jeremy Scott has that story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Treasury Department plans to put Harriet Tubman, the 19th century abolitionist leader, on the 20. Currently the nation's seventh president, Andrew Jackson's face, occupies the bill.
The Treasury Department is taking steps to resume efforts to put Harriet Tubman on the front of the new $20 notes. It's important that our notes, our money, people don't know what a note is, reflect the history and diversity of our country, and Harriet Tubman's image gracing the new $20 note would certainly reflect that.
Psaki says further details on the timing of the release of the new bill would come from the Treasury Department.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.